Generally, there is a long waiting list to be matched with a service dog, and the cost of training a service dog can average around $20,000. A foundation in Dutchess County is focused on bringing dogs and people together to end discrimination, and COVID-19 has shifted some of how this happens. I recently visited the nonprofit Animal Farm Foundation in Amenia to learn more. Cows meander on a large farm that is also home to rescued and retired horses and rescued cats. Animal Farm Foundation Executive Director Stacy Coleman herself has 4 goats and a donkey. And while the animals may live out their lives in this haven, they also serve to educate the public, and they help socialize dogs in the foundation's primary program, the Service Dog Program.
We were founded specifically to fight discrimination, and even more specifically against dogs labeled pit bulls and their people. Our founder got herself a pit bull dog from a local shelter, not realizing that it came with a stigma that everybody had opinions about who she and her dog were. And it really upset her, and she said, I'm gonna make a difference in this world. And that's how we started. And so what we have done is we have worked very hard to end discrimination in animal shelters, and animal shelters are great these days. They're doing so much better than they used to about not discriminating and looking at every dog as an individual. We have been fighting all across the country for fairer dog ownership laws, because in some places, and we're very lucky in New York because it isn't legal to do it here, have what's called breed-specific legislation, and the local government can come in and take your dog away and kill it just because of what it looks like. Not because it's ever done anything, but just because of not even a genetic test, just because of what it looks like. So that makes us very angry, because people should be able to live peacefully with their pets, especially if their pets are peaceful, right? So that is what we've always done. And as we started making progress, we looked around and thought, hey, where else can we disrupt? What other paradigms can we shift? You know what? Let's do this with service dogs and see what happens.
What has changed since the onset of COVID?
Everything. Everything has changed since the onset of COVID. So one of the things we had to figure out was, how do we continue working safely with a population that is already has something going on? And a lot of our folks are immunocompromised. So we had to work out a way so that we could still work and train with them and give them support and socialize the dogs that hadn't been placed yet, but do it completely differently than what we had been used to. Fortunately, we've been in the summer months, so we've been able to do a lot of our training outside. And we have been using a lot of video calls too. The need is always great. So we always have more applications than we do have dogs to place. We don't do first come, first serve. What we do is if we find a dog that has the right attitude about being a service dog, then we get to know what that dog likes to do best. Like, what kind of game does that dog like to play? Is that dog going to be best as a hearing alert dog, or as a task trained dog, or as a mobility dog, or as a psychiatric support dog? What is that dog's strength? And then we go through our applications and see who matches this dog best. And then we do an interview, and quotes here, interview between the two, so the dog and the person can interview each other, because it's so important that they click. And if they don't click on that first meeting, it's probably not a good match and time to look for another dog. I think we have 3 in training right now. 2 are in homes doing in-home training. That's something new that we've started doing with COVID, because normally we would do the bulk of the basic training in-house. But once we know that the dog is interested in doing the work, what we're doing a little differently is putting dogs in the homes with the people that we think that they're going to be working with, so that they can start working together. We do socially distanced, safe outside of the house visits regularly to go see how they're doing, to work with them at their own place. And that seems to be working pretty well for us too.
In fact, she says it could stay this way.
So one of the things that happens is people with disabilities are discriminated against too, especially people with service dogs. And especially if their service dog looks like a pit bull dog. And what a lot of people don't understand is that service dogs don't have to be professionally trained. They just have to be able to perform a task for their person, for their handler, that improves their opportunity for equal access. So what we wanted to do was end the stigma for people who have pit bull dogs as service dogs by getting even more of them out there. starting to educate the public that it doesn't matter what the dog looks like, it matters how the dog assists the person who is the handler, the person with a disability. And we also wanted to prove that shelter dogs can do the same darn good work that dogs that were purebred and purpose-bred do. And we don't have any problem with purebred or purpose-bred dogs. We just wanted to show off shelter dogs. We go all over the country. We accept nominations from people at any shelter. We only require that they come from a shelter or a rescue, so it can't be a dog that has a home and needs to be rehomed. That dog should try to go directly into another home. That's best for the dog. But if they're already in a shelter or a rescue, we'll accept nominations from anywhere. We review some video about how that dog does, doing a few particular little tasks so we can get to understand how brave the dog is or how much the dog likes to work. And the dogs can come to us from anywhere in the country. And it's really important to us that our dogs enjoy what they do, which makes our program a little bit different too. So our dogs, we don't ever want them to feel like they're working.
Even though you did your best, you know, you picked out a dog that seemed like it was going to work out, there must be some times when it doesn't. What happens?
Of course, sometimes a dog will wake up and think, you know what? I want to lay on the couch today. I'm not going to work. And that's when the dog gets, quote unquote, flunked out of the program and gets adopted instead. So we sure do. We have dogs that seem like they're going to be great for it. And then they decide they don't want to work.
Case in point, Lottie Dottie.
She just wants a couch to lay on and hang out with her person all day, which is fine. You know, not every dog wants to be a worker.
Ashley Pastor is behavior and training manager at Animal Farm Foundation. As 2-year-old Lottie Dottie rolls over for belly rubs after bathing me in kisses, her penchant for pet life becomes evident.
She came from Zeus Rescue down in Louisiana. And she is a very sweet girl, as you can tell. I believe she was a stray before the rescue in Louisiana got her.
She is now trained in the basics for wherever becomes her new home.
One of the things we don't do here is we don't use the label pit bull to really describe our dogs. If we ever use that label, we put it into quotations, because what is or isn't a pit bull is different for everybody. Everybody has their own idea. We say pit bull is in the eye of the beholder. So there may have been a time in our history where it was maybe 3 specific purebred dogs that were lumped together in the category of pit bull, but that's not the case anymore. So that has changed over the years. And now there is no agreed upon legal definition. So like in Omaha, Nebraska, there are 7 different dogs categorized as pit bull. It varies from state to state, from town to town, from animal control to animal control. So we don't ever make the label. We don't ever apply the label. If somebody says they have a pit bull dog and the pit bull dog might be good for this program, we say, okay. And it doesn't matter to us what the dog looks like, because we know it's just a label.
So what do you use?
Dog.
Stacy Coleman is executive director of Animal Farm Foundation in Amenia, New York. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Amenia.